closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning. It is 10:06. Earl Brooker in for Jerry Bader on the Jerry Bader Show as we are filling in on day two. Appreciate you listening. Our number's here, 920-406-1360, 888-455-1360. And we're going to talk some politics. We're going to talk about our current president, a matter of fact, and in regards to the flooding that has taken place in Louisiana. Now, I'm gonna share some numbers with you, and I think that you're going to be surprised by the quantity of moisture that has fallen in Louisiana. The Louisiana flood has taken at least 13 lives, and the last number I believe I saw was 60,000 homes. Okay, that the multi-billion-dollar disaster is a devastating example of the damage water can do and proves that a hurricane is not required to leave behind a flooding catastrophe. Now, this unnamed storm produced three times as much rain in Louisiana as Hurricane Katrina. Now, you remember what a mess that was with the hurricane. The multi-day rainfall totals are stunning, many in the 20 to 30-inch range, okay? Now, some areas of Louisiana saw more rain from this event in 3 days than Los Angeles has seen in the last several years, to put that in perspective. And what makes the rainfall output most remarkable is that it didn't originate from a tropical storm or depression, but just a weak area of low pressure that tapped into an unusually deep tropical moisture stream fueled by warmer than normal ocean waters. Now, Ryan Mao, a meteorologist for the for Weather Belt Analytics, computed that the no-name storm deposited the equivalent of 7.1 trillion gallons of water on Louisiana. Enough water fell that it would fill Lake Pontchartrain about four times. Now, for those that are not familiar with Lake Pontchartrain, it is a large lake, okay? Large would be an understatement. When you get to the middle of Lake Pontchartrain, now that there's taller buildings, you can see it. You used to get to the middle of the bridge that goes across Lake Pontchartrain, and you could see land in no direction. So just want to put you in the perspective of how big Lake Pontchartrain is. The amount of rain they got could fill it four times. Now, Hurricane Katrina, by comparison, only left behind about 2.3 trillion gallons of water in the state. That was actually, Katrina dumped about twice that much in Mississippi. And the flooding in Louisiana from Katrina was mostly caused by that storm surge that you heard so much about, the tsunami-like swell from the Gulf of Mexico, which caused levees and flood walls to fail, not the freshwater rain. So the question comes, and again, there's a lot of fine lines to be going here. I just talked to you about how bad things are in Louisiana. President Obama has not been on vacation for 16 days, golfing in Martha's Vineyard. Mm-hmm. Well, President Barack Obama will touch down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana today to tour the flood-ravaged city that quickly became a political football. Now, this rain that fell has been there, I would say, it's old news. I guess just let's put it that way. It's old news because the rainfall has happened and been there, and people have said, where's the president? Okay. The state's capital has caused more than 106,000 residents and households to register for assistance from Federal Emergency Management Agency, that's FEMA, and more than 60,000 homes, I mentioned, were damaged, officials said, and 13 people were killed. Given the financial and human cost that has already taken its toll, the president's visit is too late for some Republicans and some Louisiana folks. Obama chose not to interrupt his yearly summer vacation in Martha's Vineyard to visit Louisiana. His reluctance to do so made for an offensive optics in the eyes of some Republicans. Obama was enjoying rounds of golf with comedians like Larry David and basketball stars Alonzo Mourning, while a state thousands of miles away faced devastation. Tuesday's too late, Donald Trump told Fox News over the weekend. Hop into the plane and go down and go to Louisiana and see what's going on because it's a mess. And that's exactly what Trump and his running mate Mike Pence did late last week as part of a visit meant to fill what they saw as a leadership vacuum. The Republican ticket toured the flood damage, met with the church groups, and distributed supplies at a nearby high school. And because it helped to shine a spotlight on Louisiana and on the dire situation that we have here, it was helpful, that according to John Bel Edwards, the state's Democratic governor. So interesting that Mr. Obama did not pay a visit to a Democratic governor over the disaster. Now, it's also interesting that Edwards had previously said that he hoped Obama would wait a few weeks before making his visit to the state, giving the entourage and Secret Service personnel that comes with presidential trips that would have strained resources while officials were coping with the floods. Baton Rouge's city newspaper last week had called on Obama to cut his vacation short and said a disaster this big begs for the personal presence of the president at ground zero. That, according to an editorial in The Advocate on Thursday, a day before the Obama trip was announced, the president's presence is already late to the crisis, but it's better later than never. Hillary Clinton, Trump's Democratic opponent, said Monday that she too plans a trip to the flood site but used similar reasoning to delay her trip. Her campaign said in a statement that she would come to the state at an unspecified time in the future. The president's vacation ended on Sunday, by the way. But might remember that there was some criticism as the response was earned some comparisons to how George W. Bush handled another natural catastrophe in Louisiana city of New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina back in 2005. Can you believe it's 11 years already? Wow. Obama has traveled to disaster sites in recent years, touring communities in Oklahoma and Arkansas destroyed by tornadoes, along with New Jersey towns hit by Hurricane Sandy. You'll remember the world-famous hug between President Obama and Governor Chris Christie. My question, and again, what are your thoughts? Okay, what are your thoughts? Should the president have come sooner? Should the president have left his vacation in Martha's Vineyard and maybe just returned to Washington so that it looked like he was, okay, I'm, you know, and I realize in our high-tech world, we can be in charge anywhere. So, I mean, you're always available by text. You can ask to borrow Hillary's email. You can do all kinds of things. But the fact is that I understand we live in an electronic age, so you're staying in communication. So I'm not judging here. I'm just asking your thoughts on whether you thought the president should have done what he's doing, if he should have left his vacation and gone to Louisiana, should he have left his vacation and gone to Washington, or is how this all played out all okay? And I'm curious on your thoughts, because I will tell you, as I just shared, there's differing opinions on the right way to handle it. 920-406-1360, 920-406-1360, or 888-455-1360 are our numbers here. Just curious in regards to if you think that the president has handled the disaster in Louisiana as you think that he should have. And I guess I'll make the point that these kinds of things are called natural disasters, but if you're familiar with the layout of New Orleans and Louisiana, anything that's close to the Gulf of Mexico, a lot of the communities are 7 feet below sea level. So when it rains, it doesn't exactly have the opportunity to run off and make its way into the Gulf or into a river or into a lake or any place else, because you are basically 7 feet below sea level. So you don't have a drainage system, that's for sure. Nick in Oconto Falls.
Morning.
Morning.
You're doing a good job filling in.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think this is kind of a replay in a lot of ways of Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Different president, but it just, again, shows the ineptness of FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be one reason why Hillary and Obama didn't want to go there, because that would just underscore FEMA's ineptness. And, of course, Bush was criticized by the left back then. And, you know, it was, what can he do if FEMA's inept? There's only so much the president can do to try to compensate for an inept federal agency. But it's interesting that nothing really happened during Hurricane Katrina, other than, you know, people just helping each other, which is what happened in the current crisis.
Right.
Just people in their boats, you know, saving people's lives and rescuing people. That's what happened in Hurricane Katrina. I noticed that interesting contrast back then between the FEMA and what actually happened on the ground. Nothing really happened as far as a government agency until the National Guard got there under the great leadership of General Honore,
mm-hmm.
back at the Louisiana National Guard. So I just thought I'd point out that this is just once again underscoring the ineptness of FEMA, and you really can't expect anything more out of a government agency than we see. So.
Okay, Nick, I got a follow-up question in that regard. So is what you're actually saying is that you figured that if Hillary Clinton or President Obama showed up in Louisiana, that obviously the media would come with them and they would see how bad FEMA still is.
I think that's the takeaway I take away from it.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I thought that was what your point was, but just wanted to clarify, because I mean that's an interesting take on it, because FEMA was deemed as the problem. And if you remember back when Katrina took place, there was a lot of looting that was going on and a lot of people that were not feeling safe. And I think that's a thing where where you're talking about the National Guard, that things, I guess, turned around so that people could, you know, do their jobs and not worry about being injured or shot or whatever else was going on with the looting and everything else that took place. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. The most important thing that you said, Nick, is that the people are helping themselves and working on rescuing each other if they're stranded someplace. And I think that's the concept, you know, regardless of the ineptness of FEMA, whatever that may be, the bottom line is people have to take personal responsibility. And I guess that shows what you talked about with the people taking the boats, saving people from where they're stranded and getting them to safety is something that no government can accomplish. That just comes down to human nature.
Exactly. That's the main point right there.
Is that, you know, and a lot of that, I think, thanks a lot for the call, Nick. I think a lot of it is, you know, he hit it right on the head, is that people say, oh my goodness, we're in trouble. Let's get the government here to make things better for me. And the fact is, the people that are on the front lines are the people that live there, and they're the best defense of anything that may be going on, as they are familiar with what is taking place in their community, where they live, and the ability to work together and help people out. So, again, thanks a lot for the call, Nick. The number's here, 920-406-1360, 888-455-1360. And we will talk to John in Wautoma. John, go ahead.
Hi. Nobody's learned anything since Katrina. And either Bush, neither did Obama do anything to have a plan in place for a future hurricane for Louisiana. They know, they're 7 feet below sea level, but there's no plans for FEMA to mobilize anything quickly. What I think they should think doing is looking at military advisors, like when they mobilize military to go to war. They have all these people planning stuff. They should have these people working for FEMA to know what the hell they're doing.
Okay, so you're saying that we had the Katrina incident. This storm produced 3 times the rain without even having a tropical depression there, but. Again, you're saying that FEMA wasn't ready for it, and that we have, you know, military experts that are pros at deployment and that sort of thing. You're saying, hey, let's use that knowledge and have it be FEMA that can react.
Yes.
Okay. Good idea, John. Maybe we can help the federal government out on how to handle disasters.
Yep.
But thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. We will take a break. If we get more calls on this during the break, we will talk about that. Otherwise, we are going to move on to other presidential politics in the world, including Mike Pence and Hillary Clinton. We've got comments from both coming your way. It's 10:21. I'm Earl Brooker on the Jerry Bader Show.
Things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.